You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. This is the IPR COVID Daily. It's 4:44. I'm Kendra Carr. On Thursday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer suspended in-person learning for the remainder of the school year. IPR's Max Johnston has been following the story. He joins me in studio to tell us what that means for Northern Michigan families. Hi, Max.
Hi, Kendra.
So, broadly, what does this executive order do?
Yeah, so it ends in-person learning for the rest of the year. That means public school district buildings are closed. Those school districts must still provide essential services, so that's learning opportunities, food outreach, and mental health resources. The schools still get funded. Staff still gets paid for that work. If you're a student and you are slated to advance grades or graduate, that is also going to happen. And it just sort of broadly gives everyone in public education some flexibility to sort of implement all this stuff.
And you've been talking to some superintendents around Northern Michigan. What's been the general response to the executive order?
Yeah, so first off, no one was surprised. Everyone kind of saw this coming. It was just a question of when Governor Whitmer made this decision. But the one interesting thing was a lot of laws covering education, a lot of laws that are written about schools tend to just have like lawyer speak. You know, it's kind of clear that when these laws are written, educators aren't in the room. But one thing I heard from superintendents was that's not the case here. This addressed all their immediate concerns. This was fleshed out. This was sort of legible in a lot of ways.
Well, with these plans in place, we know that learning will continue, but what's some of the biggest challenges for districts going forward?
Yeah, so money is always going to be the concern. They're still funded, but they're doing a lot of this extra work, like giving out meals. That the question is, if we spend a lot, are we going to be reimbursed? That's an ongoing question. And then online learning is a solution in this, but it's also can be a barrier for a lot of families that don't have consistent internet access. We know up here in a lot of the rural communities, that's really tough to get. So some intermediate school districts like the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District are working on things like mobile hotspots to try to expand some of that internet access. But those are some of the lingering questions here.
And I've seen a bunch of those free spectrum internet or free internet for families. What about that when it comes to the free internet problem?
You're right. So I believe Charter is one, maybe Spectrum is another, that has offered free internet access to families. The tricky thing is that that's a noble idea, but some families just can't access it. There's up to 25% of families in Benzie Central schools don't have internet access. So it's not a question of whether they can afford it. It's a question of even if they can plug in, does it work?
Are the wires even there?
Exactly, right.
And what about those students? What have they said about this?
Yeah, I've talked to some. I mean, a lot of especially the high school students I talked to, miss the extracurriculars, the social aspect of this, miss seeing and talking to their friends. Some are still taking AP courses and still studying that, but, it's just a big adjustment. And learning-wise, what we're really concerned about right now is what's called the summer slide. You know, when school's out, you hang out with your friends, you forget everything you learned over the course of the year. That's obviously going to be magnified if you're now missing like essentially a third of the school year on top of that. So now it's just trying to retain the information they did have and hope we can build towards something better later on.
Do you know what the executive order does not do? Are there any unanswered questions at this point?
Surprisingly, not really. It was pretty well fleshed out. The ongoing questions are just what happens to all of us under COVID. Graduation ceremonies are supposed to be coming up. Here's what Matt Olson, he's the superintendent of Benzie County, had to say to me about that.
We're going to either find a way to do something unique, given the constraints we have, or do what we've always done and want to do, which is to have a ceremony with people there on a different timeline.
Will this affect school years in the future?
Oh, absolutely. So there's some language in the executive order about the calendar. Next year, schools will have some flexibility if they want to start early to make up some of this time. There have been suggestions that students can come back early to sort of get a refresher on what they had learned this year. There's talk of having a longer school year, but that raises some more questions about funding. But the reality is this is going to change our school years for years to come. Here's Interim Superintendent Traverse City School Superintendent Jim Pavelka on that.
This year has already been impacted. Next year will be impacted also because there may be some catch-up learning that needs to take place. And then the year after, we'll be putting things back together.
Max Johnston, keeping us updated with how the schools are dealing with COVID-19. Thanks, Max.
Thank you, Kendra.